At T-Mobile's Uncarrier X event today, CEO John Legere unveiled Binge On, a service that lets you stream content from 24 different services without using up your mobile data. The Binge On program includes Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go, HBO Now, ESPN, Sling TV, Crackle, Fox Sports, NBC Sports, MLB, Showtime, Univision, and more. YouTube and its new subscription service, YouTube Red, are both notably missing from the list. The Binge On deal looks and sounds a lot like T-Mobile's Music Freedom promo that gives subscribers unlimited high-speed streaming as long as you use Spotify, Google Play Music, or one of T-Mobile's partners. It also sounds a lot like a violation of net neutrality. Allowing select services to stream without data caps is what's called a zero rating. Also, before you sign up, you're going to want to read the fine print. T-Mobile limits streaming to DVD quality, also known as 480p standard definition. Opt out of Binge On and you can stream at higher quality, and it will count against your data caps. Now you can let yourself become even more dependent on Google Maps and lose your sense of direction completely. Today, Google announced offline navigation and search in Google Maps. So get lost with abandon, whether or not you think you'll have cell service. Just download an area of the world on your phone and Google Maps will continue to work wherever you are. Offline features now include turn-by-turn directions, the ability to search for specific destinations and see contact information and ratings. It's important to note that Google is not the first map app to offer offline maps, but they are the biggest. The feature is rolling out on Android first and will come to iOS soon. Be careful when you're trying to snoop on people snooping on you on Instagram. Mac Rumors says an app called Insta Agent promises to tell you who's visited your Instagram account. It will also steal your password and send you spam. The app also posts images to your account without your permission. An iOS developer at Peppersoft says the malware sends your passwords in clear text to a remote server. The malicious app is available in the iOS App Store for now and has been downloaded 500,000 times. So delete it if you have it, change your password. And if you have kids on Instagram, you might want to make sure they're not using Insta Agent either. If you really want to know who's looking at your Instagram profile, you can always make your account private and then approve your followers manually. But where's the fun in that?